been nearly 7 decades since Allied troops landed at Normandy on D-Day. Over 4,000 men gave their lives from many Allied nations. So why is the National D-Day Memorial in this rural town of about 6,000 people? The answer is this edition of The American Countryside.
Summer is for heading to the ballpark, lake, or just relaxing at home. Let 31 help you make the most of summer. I'm Paula with 31. From totes to thermals to organizational items, we're making life easier. Need a way to pack the lunches, drinks, and other items for the trip and still keep them cool? Our thermals are great for the family picnic or just to take your lunch to work. Plus, you can personalize our items with the names of people, places, teams. It's a perfect fit for you, a gift for birthdays, and those summer weddings. Check out the deals at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. My31bag.com. Take advantage of 31's June special. When you spend just $35, you can get our incredible large utility tote for just $10. That's a savings of over 70%. Plus, you can learn about hosting your own 31 event or have a fundraiser for your school or community group and take advantage of exclusive items. Make the most of summer, whether you're at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
June 6th, 1944. James McCann says someone had to be a part of that first D-Day assault group.
The guys from the 29th Division, 116th Regimental Combat Team, Company A is that group. Their core group is from Bedford. There's over 170 men in that group altogether, but the core group of 30-some, this was their starting point. Company A is stationed in Bedford, still is today.
Those 30 young men hailed from Bedford, Virginia. They had signed up to serve before Pearl Harbor. Now they were landing on Omaha Beach.
Bedford, per capita, had the highest losses. Of the 30-some men from Company A who were in the first assault wave, 19 died on the first day. Per capita, 19 out of a population then of about 3,200. I know it's a small number, but if you live here, it wasn't a small number to lose 19 young men from this area.
It was not only Bedford, but men from all around the area who were some of the first to land on the beaches that day.
The city of Lynchburg, just to the east of us, was Company B, and then to the west of us, Roanoke, was Company D. And Company A, Company B, and Company D were the first, second, and third assault waves at Omaha Beach for the 29th Division.
Because of the high price Bedford paid in the lives of its sons on D-Day, the National Memorial is here. McCann helps oversee the 88-acre site.
We actually have listed here on our walls the names of all Allied soldiers killed on D-Day. So that's not only the approximately 2,500 Americans killed, but additional 1,914 other Allied soldiers, sailors, and airmen. So this really is an international monument in a very small town.
Traveling the countryside in Bedford, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.